I get a genre up. So hold on. Yes, sir. It's the Gift of Time podcast, man. What's going on, man? It's your host, Drish, man. I'm kicking on my boy, Draco, man. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Draco. Back with a vengeance. And I would also like to start the podcast off with a lighthearted statement. I heard Eminem had an album coming out in 2 weeks. Fuck Eminem. Don't nobody want to hear that shit, nigga. It's the wrong time of year for that dumbass shit.
Oh, that's the shit you were just talking about?
Yes, bro.
Oh, you ain't even got to tell me that. I know I don't give a fuck. Fuck that nigga.
I know. I just wanted to say that on live air, nigga. Hello.
Yes, sir. White people all across the goddamn nation finna be shooting schools up to that shit.
Hell, for sure. You see the Columbine.
Yes, sir. But shit, man, y'all know, you know what I'm saying? It's the Give It Time podcast, man. We back, man. We know we've been off the air for a while, man, but anchor ass. But we back, man. We're gonna keep hitting y'all with some episodes here and there, so y'all keep tuning in. I want to give a big shout-out to all the listeners worldwide, man. Found out they listen to us in Canada, too, man. I just found out for you.
Yeah.
So shout-out to the Canadians, man.
Yeah, shout out to them hoes from Toronto. That's fact.
But yeah, man, let's go ahead and get into it, man. We got some ground to make up. We got some shit to talk about. We got some shit to get off our chest, man.
Hell yeah.
And since we've been gone so long, man, I want to kick it off and I want to go ahead and start it since, you know, we some Georgia niggas, man. I want to go ahead and start it off and shout out to Young Thug, man. His, you know, he had a number one album at one point in time, man. Young Thug really. He done came a long way, man. I remember back in the day, man, we used to be talking about Thug, how Thug, man, you know, Thug been going hard, but the numbers weren't matching up, man. Thug did his thing, man. So much fun. If you ain't heard that shit by now, please go listen to that shit, man.
Oh, God, shout out that nigga Jeffrey, that motherfucker spazzed on that album, nigga. Nigga finally got the recognition he deserved. Shit.
Yeah, man, that's so much fun with Hard, man.
Yeah, honestly, if that Young Boy wouldn't have dropped that Thug, might have been the album of the year, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, what you mean? You talking about number-wise? Because I'm about to say, I think the Baby, that shit was ass, but I think that shit sold more than both.
Nah, I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about the quality, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The Baby shit ass. Fuck that nigga. I don't give a fuck about his sales.
Yeah, that shit ass.
motherfucker goddamn had the hardest intro of the year and then dropped 12 shugs,
bro. That shit was so crazy though, bro, cause like I think when that shit dropped I hit you with the YouTube link ASAP, bruh, and
no
we was
cap,
both like, bruh, damn, bro, this shit hard, bro.
He lured us back in with that dumbass shit, bro. We really was like, yeah, this nigga on some shit, and then we downloaded the album thinking track number two is gonna come in on some slap ass shit. Motherfucker dropped the Shug part six. I was like, bro, let me cut this shit the fuck off.
Yeah, nigga. Go get my chauffeur and we're gonna fill the car with vibes. My nigga, God damn,
I don't even know the lyrics, bro. Like I really don't even I'll show you how much I ain't listened to that damn album, bro. Cause I don't even know what the fuck that's from.
Well, see, I listened to the album that first time, but then with the Baby, bro, his shit kind of, you can kind of catch on to his lyrics with ease anyway. But
yeah, them ABC lyrics.
I listened to the album I listened to it all the way through the second time, and the first time I think I made it halfway through when I listened to that shit. The second time it wasn't as bad as the first time because I was at the gym. So sure. You know that nigga music, his music really kind of. Yeah, that bitch get you goddamn slip pumping your shit. So I'm
Jetson made another one.
Hell yeah. So that shit right there was straight, but that vibe was dang. I know the words because I watched that video a couple times because that video hard.
He got all them hoes in the bed and he throwing himself at them bitches?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw the video for that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I don't really know the song like that, but that video was hard. He become with the visual, though.
Yeah, that's the reason why. Like, don't get me wrong now. The Baby, his new music is the same as the shit he been putting out last about 2 years, but
yeah,
that nigga is killing the fucking visuals right now, man.
By all means, we not dissing that nigga, bro. Like, we actually was few of the first people on that nigga music, bro. And we don't think that nigga can't rap, bro. It's just that ever since that nigga got signed or got famous, this nigga keep dropping similar ass music, bro. Like, It's almost like he just got this shit in cruise control and he just letting this shit slide by.
Pretty much, bro. It's just like,
I mean, I don't blame him, but still.
And you would think Interscope would step in and try to change that a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they not gonna do that shit though, because bro,
whatever
all the label care about is the numbers.
Pretty much. That nigga got the formula right now.
Hell yeah. Shout out Kurt.
Yes, yes, sir. Shout out Kurt for real. I ain't really playing that shit, but
hell
I
yeah,
fuck the baby, man. And I done seen that nigga from, he been grinding for years, man.
Hell yeah.
Bro, the baby done blown up. I just need our boy Money Man to follow suit, man. Y'all.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Matter of fact, bro, we got a lot of music to really got
I know, we said we right here, so we might as well just keep it rolling. We going to get to all of it.
So shit,
we need
Money
Man to blow.
Yeah.
Shit, Money Pee Wee need to blow too.
Well, Pee Wee, his name already kind of stamped that.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's been stamped, bro. But like, but Pee Wee so underrated, bro. He one of the most. Him and Money Man, the two most stamped underrated artists out of Atlanta, bro.
Yeah,
like they obviously well known in Georgia, like they known in the streets, all that shit. But as far as like on a national scale, they really like they getting there though. That new tape they just did, that shit really skyrocketing there.
Man, if you ain't listening to Long Money, go get that Pee Wee Long Way and that motherfucking Money Man Long Money collaboration mixtape, man. That shit
hell
hard.
Yeah. That shit hard as hell and shit. While we on the music shit today, they need to go check that Larry June. That nigga Larry June about to blow. I feel that shit coming soon too. I've been seeing his name a lot more lately.
Yeah, that shit. Go check that goddamn Money Man, that goddamn Pee Wee Long Way, that Long Money out. Go check that shit out. Matter of fact, if you ain't even heard of Money Man, just go listen to all his shit. And I promise to you, by the time you play through all the nigga tapes, you's a fan. I promise to you. Bro really be doing this thing.
Hell yeah, facts.
So you already know. Goddamn. Kevin Gates had a solid album too. He had a solid album.
And we not biased at all because we really do not listen to that nigga like that.
Well, I ain't gonna say that. I just was good. I was good on him.
I'm gonna say personally, I don't listen to Kevin Gates that much, but I just accidentally stumbled on the album and then when he threw the little Speaker Knockers tribute on that bitch, I was like, yeah, that nigga sold me off that.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong, I fuck with Kevin Gates, but like he went through a period of time last couple of years, probably since after Luka Brasić 2.
Bruh, that shit started deferring me from that nigga the way he was acting on the press.
Nah, that right there wasn't really bothering me most of his music, because I don't really give a fuck about that. But it was just like his music wasn't hitting for me. That's all that was.
I wouldn't say it wasn't hitting to me because I didn't even listen to that shit. When Brett started doing all that fake ass deep woke shit all the time and like just getting mad at certain interviewers and not at other ones, bro. Like, I was just like, yeah, I'm cool off this nigga. I'm not even trying to hear that shit.
I see a little his shit here and there. I know what you be talking about, but I can't tell. Kevin Gates ain't the type of nigga I'm listening to his interviews, to be real.
I just kept saying this shit, and then I was just like, yeah, I don't really give a fuck about this nigga shit.
Kevin Gates really funny as hell to me.
Hell, I mean, yeah, now. Funny shit out too. I watched this the other day. Nigga was in a drive through at Chick-fil-A or some shit, and they ain't even know who he was, and that nigga was fucking with their ass.
I'm weak.
Nah, but shit, while we on the albums, another album that's hard, fucking Young M.A. shit is clean and fuck all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
And then Wale. Song. And then Wale.
Yeah.
Both of them didn't sell that well. But those I like. I'm gonna get those to a different category. The Wale and the Young M.A. for me, that's my slow burner category right there.
Yeah,
those the motherfuckers that linger, and when the real hip hop listeners is doubling back, them bitches, them the type of shit they stay on the charts for like months, even though they ain't go crazy when they first drop. You might check the Billboard in like 2 months, and that motherfucker's still in the top 10.
I'm just shocked that Wale only sold like 27K.
I mean, yeah, but week. I just checked. But like I just said, I actually checked Billboard like an hour before we got on the podcast, and Wale shit is number 5 on Billboard, even though he sold 20 whatever the first week. That nigga's still on that motherfucker, bro. Like I said, that's the slow burner type joint.
I mean, yeah, but
I mean, I don't know, bro. Unless you like a major artist in this era, bro. I've noticed over the past 2 years, like, if you're not a major artist that's a lyricist, and you a lyricist and you come with conscious rap, that motherfucker kind of sizzle, and then it just keep going up, like, once more, like, blogs and people be talking about it, and then it become, like, critically acclaimed and shit. I just be noticing that shit, like, fucking IDK album didn't really do numbers like that. But everybody is talking about that shit, and it keep being brought up, and it keeps staying on the charts.
Yeah, because I remember when he was talking about he dropping another tape, and I told you he was rushing that shit, and you was like, nah. But I was like, with music like that, bro, you got to sit on that shit. Like, you can't just – this music yeah. that, like, IDK don't make, you can't – it can't – you can't put out music like – Future can. You can't put that shit out like that.
Yeah, but that shit worked, though.
I mean, yeah, but it worked for Future, though.
No, I'm saying it worked for IDK, too, because now this nigga everywhere, bro.
He dropped another tape?
No, bro, I'm talking about the one he just dropped.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but I'm talking about that shit that he had posted on Instagram.
Was like a part two with just the throwaways from this album, I believe.
Oh.
Because it was like, I think he called it the same name as this album, but it said part two. So I'm pretty sure this is just like a little, it's probably like a compilation type joint. I don't think it's like, no.
The way that nigga made it seem on that post, that nigga made it seem like that was a whole other album that he was putting out.
I don't know, but shit, honestly, he good for about 2-3 projects, like 2 projects a year. That nigga do be dropping.
Yeah, I mean, ain't that wrong with dropping, but yeah.
But I mean, I feel like when you a lyricist, though, bro, like you said, you got to let it digest and you can't drop too much. But when you not at a caliber to where you can afford to just drop one project, you can't really do that shit. Like, bro, still a up-and-coming artist. He ain't like no Kendrick where your shit lyrical and you could just disappear.
Nah, but I ain't talking about like that timetable. But bro, when that Instagram post went up, bro, that album was out for like a month, bro. That's too soon, bro.
But he said the other one was coming either, though.
Nigga, if he done said that shit on the way a month after that bit probably coming before the end of the year, bro.
Yeah, plus it is close as hell to the end. Could have said next summer or some shit.
Yeah. Like 2020 or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah, I get what you're saying, though.
But that shit, man.
That nigga album was hard as fuck, though.
Yeah, that shit was nuts. Wale shit, Young and May.
Hell yeah, we done been off this bit for so long, bro. These albums is just, it's mad album.
We ain't even got to sit here. Oh, excuse me. We ain't even got to sit here and talk too much on it, man. I was on my boy Slim. Make sure y'all go check out Sit Down with Slims, man. I was on my boy Slim podcast, man. We ain't really got to get too much into detail, but young boy, that man tape serious. Something serious.
That shit fly as hell, bro. And shit, I watched that whole podcast you did with Slim, too, so I already know exactly what you're talking about. You were saying.
Yeah, and matter of fact, if you ain't going to go listen to it, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. Young boy, Lil Wayne of this generation, man.
Hell yeah, I'm co-signing that motherfucker.
I'm right here saying
that's facts.
And man, work ethic, crazy.
Numbers is there.
Crazy.
Nigga, the best YouTube artist, streamer, or whatever for the past, like, 2 years, damn near.
What that nigga said? Fuck the new school. I don't use no Vivo. Like, stop playing with young boy, man.
Hell yeah, that bitch on his own personal channel, bro.
Stop playing with young boy, man.
That shit on his own channel, bro.
That shit. I was having a conversation with somebody. They was talking about. All right, this as a matter of fact, I'm gonna ask you this shit. You know how young boy be on YouTube? He go nuts on YouTube. That shit don't got shit to do with Billboard, right?
I would assume not, because if that was the case, that nigga has the highest streams out of most artists on YouTube. That's not even just including rap too. Like, that's over like other genres.
Yeah.
So if that shit counted as streams, bro, every song he dropped would be on fucking Billboard.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, that's another thing. If your shit is on Billboard, do you get money from that?
From it being on Billboard?
Yeah.
No, that just means it's like one of the top 100 stream songs. You gonna get your money paid.
That's what I was thinking. But the person I was talking, they're like, no, bro, do you have to be getting money if your shit's on Billboard? I'm like, no, I don't think
so. No, actually, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, bro, because Billboard Top 100 is
just off the numbers.
It's off the numbers for that week. They update it every week, and it be off the numbers for that week. And it all depends on your deal. Like, nigga, you could be in a fucking 360 not seeing no money from the shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You might just be a little famous and shit. And then it's like, there be like songs in the bottom half of the top 100 that niggas don't even know be bubbling on that shit.
Yeah.
And don't even know the artist. But like, yeah, so definitely doesn't mean you out here getting super paid or some shit. Only way you verify you probably rich is if you in the top 20. If you're in the top 20, mostly a lot of everybody know your song like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
your shit, once you get the top, you get the top 50, you on the way there. But your shit get the top 20, nigga, your shit gonna really pop.
Yeah, now nigga like Lil Tecca, that nigga rose in that bit fast, bro. Everybody know who that little nigga is.
Yeah, that nigga still at high school eating goddamn pizza and chocolate milk.
Hell yeah, that nigga like 12. No, I'm playing, bro, like 17. But
that nigga, man. But yeah, we got the young boy, and man, but I swear, with this new generation, him and Lil Baby are the hardest niggas. And I feel like, and Kodak, I throw my nigga Kodak.
Free Yak.
Them niggas, just all three of them niggas, just in a different lane. And with these new niggas, like, they all above these other niggas. But young boy, I feel like young boy, young boy on top of all of them. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. Like, not even on no shit, cause you know the nigga tape hard and I fuck with young boy. Nah, young boy on a different. He on a different pedestal with that shit, bro. Like, him and Lil Baby too. That nigga, everything he dropped go nuts. But that nigga young boy, man, the way his shit be on YouTube, that shit crazy, bro.
Hell yeah.
But there's no way that nigga should drop a video
and then go million and that fast.
Yes, nigga. Like, he will have like 500,000 in 30 minutes. Like, that shit crazy, that shit, bro.
Hard as fuck. And it's like, you really got to see how that nigga control the youth, bro. A lot of his fans is not even. The reason Sincere mentioned this shit before, if a lot of the reason why, like, a lot of his fucking streaming goes so crazy on YouTube is because, bruh, fan base, a good majority of niggas is underage. Like, them niggas is kids.
Yeah.
So they not having no, like, money or phones all the time to just be on no Apple Music or some shit streaming.
Yeah.
They just be on YouTube Googling that nigga shit. That nigga kid fan base is crazy. And, you know, once you got the youth, it's over from there.
Yeah, and this is, like, I feel like YouTube, man, YouTube just one hell of a platform, especially if you're an artist
and
you use that shit correctly.
What's funny, though, bro, is I remember, like, back in the day, 1 million views on a rap song was like a fucking major, tremendous amount, and that shit was so crazy.
Oh, yeah. Now a million ain't nothing, bro.
Yeah, like a million is enough to get you noticed. Like, you still obviously gonna get noticed because that's still a lot of views. Mm-hmm. But, like, as far as like really, really doing numbers, it's yeah, it's like if you like a if you a solidified artist and you get 1 million, bro, in a few weeks, that shit is doing bad numbers. The only way a million is still good is like if you a random nigga from somewhere and you get one song run up to a million, because then you probably gonna get noticed. But if you like a nigga like a say a fucking Kendrick drop, this wouldn't happen, but like say if that nigga dropped and did a million in like 3 weeks, that shit would be low as hell.
Oh yeah.
Niggas would be like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
Kendrick will probably do a million in
about 2 days.
Yeah, about to say.
Probably more.
He'll probably do the same amount like Youngboy.
Yeah, shit, nigga. Yeah, that million still be a lot though, depending. Like if your ad dropped a rap video and you got to a million in like a week, nigga, that shit would be crazy as hell.
Yeah.
What as fuck.
But yeah, Youngboy. Yeah. Who else dropped? I ain't gonna get into that just yet. All right, no.
I was gonna piggyback. You said what?
I said I wasn't finna get into that tape yet.
Get into what tape?
We'll get into it.
But before you change the subject, let me go back on what you were saying.
No, I wasn't changing the subject. I'm still talking about music shit.
All right. No, I was talking about specifically what you had just said, like about like the new niggas that you'll say, like is the top like new niggas ahead of their class, really? You said, Youngboy, Kodak, and Lil Baby, as far as like the street shit go, you feel me? And just in general. And then I say for the lyrical type, conscious type shit, I say IDK and YBN Cordae is way ahead of them other niggas as far as that shit go.
Yeah, I fuck with YBN.
Well, YBN Cordae is like, I feel like as far as just like critical acclaim and just like what people are saying about the nigga, like blogs and like not analysts, I'm not dumb ass talking about some analysts, but like all the music. Just putting a good album, like that nigga album was damn near perfect.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
That shit was definitely like not a lot of these young niggas rapping like that, bro. He probably the only young nigga rapping like that.
Yeah, he goddamn killing that shit. He gonna be something. I wouldn't be surprised in probably like maybe 5 years, bro. He lead YBN.
Yeah, that YBN. Day.
Yeah.
But he one of them niggas, bro. The type of rap he made, that nigga gonna be in this bitch for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
He got the longevity rap.
That shit, that nigga hard. Well, he ain't really. He ain't in this class. But
who?
My nigga Boogie.
I would say he not, because
yeah.
Not only that, bro, he not a young nigga, and yeah. He been rapping for a long time. That nigga like 31, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like now he really getting his shine, because like that nigga, he just signed the fucking. Yeah. Shady Records, what, like 2 years ago? It's been about 2 years now, I feel like.
Yeah, it was Shady Records.
Yeah, I know it was Shady Records because I was mad as fuck he signed to Eminem.
But... Yeah, but I guess I understand it because of his lane.
Yeah,
but then
I don't
understand this shit, though, because Eminem has a bad track record with shelving lyricists under him. He be bringing niggas in and he be like utilizing them to his advantage at first,
cause his ass need to fucking retire, bro.
Yes, and then like, because I'll give a good example. Fuck was dude name, bro? I cannot think of bro name right now, but he was from Flint, Michigan, and he had signed under Dr. Dre and Eminem, and them niggas shelved the fuck out, bro. And he was fire as hell, but I cannot think. He was on the XXL and everything, bro.
I believe I know exactly who the fuck you're talking about.
but I really can't think of bruh name. He was in the cipher with Lil Bibby, bruh.
Yep.
That shit gonna blow me, bruh. Like, what was it like? Is it John Connor?
It's something of that sort, I think.
I think it was John Connor, bro. Like, I might be wrong. But then you seen what Eminem did to fucking Slaughterhouse, bro.
Yep. That's exactly what I was finna say.
And D4L.
Yeah. That's because he's active still, bro.
Yes, exactly, bro. That's the niggas. We always talk about that shit. Me, you, and Sincere always talk about this shit. Goddamn. Signing to a rapper who is still actively in his career is 90% of the time that shit is bad because them niggas is still focused more on they self than they is trying to help you.
And the only nigga right now that I can say that's changing that shit is DaBaby.
Yeah, because he helping like all them niggas, like the Stunner for Vegas, obviously. And then I don't know if people follow his YouTube channel, but he be having a few other artists on that bitch.
He just dropped a video with one of his artists yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That shit was hard as fuck. Oh, God.
And I
know
exactly
what you're talking about, bro.
I ain't even going to sit here and lie to you. I'd be on the baby YouTube because, like, bro, that nigga, his artists are hard, bro.
Yeah, like he don't be having no bullshit ass artists.
Hell no. Like that shit, I can't remember the dude's name, but I seen it on the YouTube channel. That nigga, that shit was hard. That shit that dropped yesterday. But I don't know, I can't stand when rappers, like, I understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody a different situation. So signing to another artist, you know what I'm saying? You would probably rather do that than go sign to a fucking major label and they 360 your ass and now you really ass out for real.
But I feel like they get starstruck and that's why they be doing that shit, bro. Like, I feel like they be like, oh, this like one of my favorite rappers. This nigga wanna like take me under his wing and they don't really be thinking like that. They don't really be thinking about the, oh, this nigga still active as hell. Like because really, bro, it's only like a few artists who really have had a label and really took care of the artists. Like, the only other person I say who really did the shit that I can think of besides DaBaby is Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, Rick Ross.
Lil Wayne don't count?
I mean, I'll say, yeah, Lil Wayne, but I feel like...
I was really, like, asking because, I mean,
But he ain't really had that many artists, like, besides, like, he had a lot of artists, bro. But I feel like when, like, Lil Wayne just had, like, three massive artists that really took the shit into their own hands, too.
But you got to think about it, though, bro. All the niggas that Wayne had, bro, that he signed them in his prime and they blew up. In his prime, like that shit crazy too. Like Wayne artists, you know what I'm saying? That when Young Money, YMCMB, all that shit was popping. That was Wayne prime. And nigga, we had Tiger, Drake, Nicki Minaj.
Like, but I also feel like, bro, Wayne was just so big. Like literally, he was probably the biggest artist of our generation, bro. And I feel like that nigga was so big that if your music was actually solid and he co-signed you, that shit was out of the water just off of that.
But think about it, bro. Just like look what them artists at now. I mean, granted, Tiger fell off for some years, but
Tiger
I give
back
it to
now.
Him. He didn't did his thing last couple years.
Yeah, and he just signed a fat ass record deal.
But now, bro, it's to the point now where. I don't really want to say this like this, but Drake, damn near bigger than Wayne.
I mean, there's not damn near he is, bro.
Yeah,
that
like
statistically, bro, off of numbers, Drake is bigger than Wayne,
but
bro.
Nigga, like, yeah. I understand that, but like,
we're not talking about influence wise and shit, but like,
yeah, like Wayne my favorite Wayne rapper, so it kind of.
Wayne is more
so
influential,
kinda,
but statistically, bro, Drake is a bigger artist.
Yeah, it just hurt a nigga say that shit, considering I don't really fuck with Drake too much like that.
But at the same time, I'm pretty sure Lil Wayne don't give a fuck because as the teacher, you always want the student to surpass you.
Hell yeah, nigga.
That's, you know, look, Wayne is on his little Master Splinter shit, that nigga.
And Nicki Minaj, we don't even got to say nothing about Nicki Minaj.
I ain't saying a damn thing about her.
She held it down for so many motherfucking years. I could give two fucks about what she got going on now. Fuck Cardi B. Hey,
yes, sir. But shout out Meg Thee Stallion, though. Shout out Rico Nasty.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the Stallions.
Shout out to Stallion. But shout out Rico Nasty. That's my favorite woman artist right now. Rapper.
Sorry. Hey, my girl Dream Doll out there doing this. No, I'm tripping. Not Dream Doll. Fucking Cuban Doll. I'm tripping.
Yeah, you about to trip.
I'm tripping like a motherfucker.
Only song I ever heard from Dream Doll was that shit where she talking about Tory Lanez ate a pussy. That's all I heard.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Dream Doll and it's strictly off looks. I'm not listening to that whole music.
Hell, shout out to Cuban. I heard a few Cuban Doll songs. That bankrupt artist.
Talking about that shit with Lil Baby and Lil Yachty.
Hell yeah, but Lil Baby should have turned his auto tune a little bit down on that song. That motherfucker did not sound like it fit.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. You sent me that video that Blueface and Gunna dropped this morning. That motherfucker, yeah. Gunna snap with that no auto tune.
Bruh, exactly, bruh. Sometimes, bruh, I ain't gonna lie. Like, shit, we in the podcast, nigga. Everybody listening and shit. And they'll do two without the auto tune, and that shit'll sound so fucking crazy, and it'll be good, and they can really stand alone if they really just let that shit go. But these stop using that shit, bro. Like, nigga, I ain't gonna lie, when I had sent you that shit this morning, bro, that nigga Gunna verse was so crazy without the auto tune, bro.
Yeah,
that nigga voice distinct as hell without the auto tune, bro.
Yeah, when you had sent it to me, I was like, nigga, this song been out. Like, what the fuck? So I was like, all right. So, but then, like, I watched the video hard. But then that fucking, I don't know if you had seen that. I think it was, what is it, Foot Action Finish Line? Might have been Adidas commercial. I don't fucking know.
You talking about when Gunna did Top Off?
Yeah.
That was on Colors, brother, YouTube channel, Colors. Shout out to Colors. They be doing, like, the acapella shit.
I don't know why. I thought that was a damn...
He did Colors, the acapella with Top Off, but then he also did that Adidas commercial, bro. You not lying.
I thought it was a commercial. I'm about to say, I don't remember
but
that.
There was the commercial, and then he did the Colors shit where he did the whole song all the way through with no auto-tune.
I was talking about a commercial, jank.
But I don't even remember that commercial like that for real, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but like, Gunna, he ain't need the fucking auto-tune then. That shit sounded...
Exactly.
Like, damn. Like
when he did Top Off without the auto tune, that shit sounded better than Top Off mixed. Honestly,
I did the Top Off. That nigga Gunna.
Yeah,
that nigga Gunna hard.
I got drinking it clean, bro. Hell no. Nah. And then another platform that I like when they be doing that shit, bro, is that shit on Genius when they be doing the live performances.
Oh yeah,
that shit be throwing me off because it'd be like, damn, nigga, that shit. Like, I feel like, bro, it just this era, bro. Like, niggas want that auto-tune-y-ass sound.
Uh-huh.
So niggas just do this shit. But then when I be hearing these niggas sing this shit live, I be like, damn, bruh, these niggas be having good voices. Like nigga like Polo G, bruh. I be watching the little Polo G Genius shits, and bruh be sounding good. Like, just harmonizing, just straight, like, raw. But then the nigga be doing this shit like mad auto-tune-y on the songs, bruh.
Yeah, that's how that nigga little TJ is when he did that little acapella shit in that hotel hallway the other day. That nigga don't need auto-tune at all, bro.
Exactly, like Lil TJ, even fucking when YNW Melly was out making music, that nigga don't auto-tune either.
Man, that shit crazy.
Hell no, nah, but I guess that's just the era we in, bro. Like, I feel like when we was coming up, bro, it was like auto-tune was like a delicacy. Like, only a few niggas was in on that shit, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to T-Pain, man. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. While I'm speaking on T-Pain, I kind of feel bad for, bro, for canceling that tour because of low ticket sales. These niggas need to put some respect on T-Pain, eh? Like, that shit don't make no sense.
Bitch.
That shit made no sense. They need to put some respect on T-Pain, man.
Hell yeah. Like, that nigga whole... people thought bro really couldn't sing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's wild as fuck to me that it took bro winning that Masked Singer shit for people to be like, oh, you were just using the auto-tune just because? Bitch, nigga, I don't understand, like, bro, what niggas think auto-tune do. Because me and you both recorded music before. I don't know what niggas think happens, but if you sound like a jackass without the auto-tune, that shit is not going to work how y'all think this shit. This shit just doesn't magically clean up your fucking vocals, bro.
Yeah. That's just like, like the last song I put out a couple years ago, that Habit, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Folks was hitting me up talking about some, you don't need the auto-tune, bro. I was like, yeah, the fuck I do. Like,
hell yeah,
man, bitch, I ain't got no goddamn vocals.
But you could, but yeah, like that shit. But it's just like some niggas, you can, you, it really does not, it kind of alters the shit, but you have to be able to hold the tune for that shit to sound correct. If you cannot hold a tune and you try to use the auto tune or the fucking shit like effects on your voice, that bitch will sound shaky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when that shit start getting too robotic. That's how you know a nigga, if a nigga can't really sing for real or have no type of vocals, is when that bitch starts sounding like super robotic, bro. That bitch be heavy as hell, drowned out the nigga tone, bro. Like, but you could tell when niggas just be using that shit just to use it, bro. Like even like a nigga like PNB Rock stay using that shit, bro. But bro really could just sing without that bitch on every song.
Yeah, I don't, that auto-tune shit, man, it's going, it'll probably be around some more years.
Yeah, but I also think a lot of niggas is starting to get away from it a little bit, though, because what's that other effect? It's not auto-tune, bro, but it's like a vocal thing, like reverb or some shit, like voice and shit. That might be it.
Like Pop Smoke? I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I've been playing with the music for a while, so. But I haven't done that shit in a minute, so I don't really remember all the correct terminology for the mixing and mastering shit, though.
But yeah, man. that auto tune shit, man. I feel like there's some more shit I need to get into. Fucking, while we're here, man, like that motherfucking Jesus King, that Kanye shit dropped today, man.
Yes, sir. That shit,
I told y'all, Kanye, man. But that shit hard. I fuck with that shit.
I think it was one of the last episodes, or maybe it was an episode, maybe we tried to do this shit, and we was talking about Kanye, but we never got to finish it because we was having technical difficulties. But me and this nigga Jordan was trying to tell y'all niggas, we didn't cancel Kanye, nigga. Y'all niggas came back after canceling. Folded on y'all own opinion. We never canceled that nigga, bro. We was ready for the fucking album, nigga. We been waiting on this shit. And that motherfucker was hard.
Like, I don't... granted, Kanye music has changed a lot.
Yes,
but
definitely
nigga,
gradually changed.
You can't make the same music forever.
You can't expect a Kanye West at 40 with a family and 3 kids to sound like fucking Kanye Through the Wire, nigga. Like, that nigga, that was damn near 20 years ago, bro. Almost.
Hey, chill out, boy. You got me feeling old.
Hell, nigga, we getting up there, nigga. We damn pushing the goddamn. We almost to 30, nigga. It should hurt me to say that. But,
Whoa.
I'm almost 30. I don't know about you.
Slow down, my boy.
Yeah, slow. It's my bad. Slow down.
Slow down.
Nah, no, for real shit,
you,
though.
First and foremost, you wild. Don't ever in your life put no Sage the Gemini on this podcast.
Who
you
is
fucking
that?
One. Slow down, grab the wall.
Oh, that's fucking Sage the Gemini.
Yeah, you wilding over there.
Damn, that is that nigga, bro.
Yeah, you tripping hard.
Hey, free that nigga. The industry got that nigga captive.
Oh, boy, I'm finna say he locked up. What the fuck?
No, I'll talk about the industry, dog. That nigga, bro.
Nah,
hell no.
Oh man, yeah, man. Yeah. It's that, you know, you already know we gotta get into this, man.
Oh damn, here we go. Here we go.
You already know I gotta this to get it off your chest segment, man.
Yeah, yeah.
First and foremost, I'm gonna go ahead and address this, man. We're gonna get into it right here. This to get us to get off the chest segment. I'm talking for both of us right now. This is we both getting this off our chest, man. first and foremost, I'm going to kick this shit off with fuck Snitch 9, man. We don't condone 6ix9ine actions. I'm pretty sure everybody in the world knew this nigga was finna snitch anyway. But this shit, man, fuck 6ix9ine, man. That man got on the stand. He didn't got on the stand and just started telling. This shit made no sense, man.
But this nigga got on that bitch saying names that ain't even had shit to do with that shit. Nigga, how the hell you call out retired rapper Jim Jones and fucking nigga, and you got Cardi B gang wrong, nigga? Like, the fuck? This nigga just got on that bitch making shit up. Fuck 6ix9ine. And, you know, all I gotta say on that, I ain't going out like that rapper. I don't do no tipping.
Yes, sir.
We've been saying this shit for a while, though.
Yeah, my thing with that shit is, though, bro, like... Okay, yeah, I don't condone no snitching, but let me tell you who I really want to put at fault. All them niggas that let the nigga get in like that. I want to put all the niggas at fault. I don't give a fuck if you extorting this nigga. You should have extorted him the proper way. You should have never let this niggas know no part of what that money was going towards.
Exactly, bro. They should have extorted this nigga how the motherfuckers do Chris Brown.
I'm weak.
Hey, am I lying though?
Nah, you're not. But it's just like, come on, man. Like, you niggas got to start being smart, bro.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to just say this for all the kids listening. I don't know if it's kids listening. You probably shouldn't because this shit kind of ratchet. But if there is motherfuckers listening who under goddamn age, I'm going to tell y'all like this. Nigga, I don't gangbang, nigga. A lot of niggas who's grown do not gangbang, nigga. You don't have to do that shit if you don't want to do that shit. And another thing, bro, do not start gangbanging as an adult, bro. If you did not start gangbanging as a fucking young nigga, you have no business turning 22 and deciding to get put on, bro. Your life is already in the wind, nigga. What the fuck is you doing, bro? That's the problem with this shit, bro. Like, but that was 6ix9ine, dumbass, too.
But see, with 6ix9ine, bro, I felt like he wasn't even gangbanging. He was gangbanging by default. But I felt like him getting extorted and him knowing that them niggas was going to have his back, he just felt like he could pop his shit like that. And yeah, them niggas just let it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we've been saying this shit from the jump that we wasn't really fucking with bruh antics too much. Even before we knew all this extra ass shit, bruh.
Oh yeah.
Me and you was always talking about like how bro was tripping on the internet, bruh.
Yeah, like I could just tell from how that nigga was acting that he really wasn't about that shit. Like,
he too loud, bruh.
Yeah.
And it ain't even just being about shit. Like, bro, you ain't got to be no damn super goon to really be about your shit and to stand on your own 10 toes. But even regular niggas who defend themselves and is really on some grown man time, they not going to get loud and be all over the place with that shit, bro. Like, niggas just not, run their mouth,
it's bro. It's not even that, bro. It was more so like, okay, if a nigga, let's just say, boom. You got like a 6ix9ine mentality, and boom, I say something, and I'm like, man, fuck you, nigga, and then all of a sudden, boom, nah, nigga, fuck you, suck my dick, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. It's like you trying to prove too much, bro. That's how I can just tell that nigga. Like when he got into it with Chief Keef and them, oh, I pull up in Chicago right now on y'all block. For what you doing all this extra shit for, bro?
Hell yeah, like, bro, you an artist, nigga. Just relax. And on top of that shit, that nigga was bogus as hell for when he got down, pulled up to fucking Chicago at damn 4 or 5 in the morning when everybody's asleep.
Yeah,
that's true. And then he went outside for fucking 4.5 minutes.
Cause
and
like, then bro,
got back in that motherfucker.
Even when he had did that shit, I was thinking like, something don't seem right.
Like, yeah, like, and then he posted that shit at a different time. Like, but my thing is, bro, that I don't understand why a nigga wasn't trying to cancel that nigga after that, bro. Like, niggas was still trying to get a nigga to W after that, bro. Like, come on, bro.
But that's the thing. Like, I honestly don't know anybody that's a real like fan of this nigga. That's how I know his like fan base is kind of not around me.
Like,
or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not like my the demographic I'm in.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga, I ain't never met no 6ix9ine fan in real life. Like, I ain't never just met somebody who was really like, yeah, that nigga my favorite artist, bro. Like, that's, I feel like all of that nigga fans is like online troll niggas.
Yeah.
Or little kids who don't know no better.
Yeah, that's a, and honestly, bro, like, he signed that fucking deal locked up, bro.
That shit is wild as fuck. I don't even want to talk about that shit.
And that's the bad part about it, bro. Bro is really finna get out on snitching. And nine times out of ten, he's probably gonna glorify that shit.
Yeah, bro. That shit crazy, bro. The culture is turning into a damn joke, bro. Like, not to sound like an old nigga, bro. Like, I don't want to sound like no old head, bro. But come on, bro. This shit is tomfoolery, bro. This nigga real deal finna get off of goddamn fucking snitching, bro. And bro really got a record deal and came out, and niggas is really allowing this bozo ass shit. And then my thing, bro, what the fuck type of music are you gonna make? Because everything that you say is bullshit. So like, you can't come out popping that. You ain't gonna come out with that rah rah shit, nigga. Because we know your ass fucking lying. Like, bro gonna have to come out and really tap into his roots and hit the little Spanish music or something, because that nigga
ain't gonna hop out and try to be cool with Trippie Redd.
He better stop. Nigga, Trippie might beat his ass. You know, he said Trippie name on the Testify too.
Yeah, but Trippie Redd, like, he'll probably be cool with that nigga again.
I don't think so, bro, because Trippie Redd really do not like that nigga, bro. That nigga Trippie was stuck on that shit for the longest. And, you know, I find that shit funny because I was saying Trippie was like laying for like the how he kept going at that shit, but now that 6ix9ine really got exposed this shit, bro. Maybe, you know, Trippie one of them niggas who was doing too much, but he was right all along. He that nigga that was doing way too fucking much.
That but nigga, at the end of the day, he was telling the truth. That's the thing though. 6ix9ine was probably just getting on that nigga nerves, bro.
Exactly.
He was like, bro, like, you're not finna be sitting here just doing this shit on the internet towards me, bro.
Exactly, because you know Trippie was like cool with that nigga. Trippie was cool with that nigga 6ix9ine before that blood stuff even started happening, bro. So Trippie probably knew what was really, really going on, and then bro was just getting fed up with seeing this shit, bro. Like, nigga Trippie was at the crib. Daniel, I know you.
Yeah, shit.
That shit crazy as hell. But the funny thing is though, when he first came out, his music sounds exactly the same from even before he was doing that gangbanging shit. That nigga was 6ix9ine. That nigga was always screaming and shit. Like, he was doing like the heavy metal rock type. Cause he was talking about this shit, how bro was like touring fucking worldwide before he even was famous.
Yeah, like, I remember that, but I ain't hear no song. Only song I heard before Gummo was that shit with Trippie Redd.
Oh, because didn't you talk about that shit on Slim Podcast? Yeah, that's where I heard that shit from. Yeah, nigga, you was saying how you did the world tour shit. But before, like, all this shit had popped off, I had heard some of the music that he did before he was doing all that gangbanging shit. And bro, music sound exactly the same. The only difference is when he started doing that gang, playing with them 9-8, whatever them niggas is called. Whenever he was fucking with them niggas, bro, he just started, like, adding in like little gang references and little street bars, but he was always yelling like that, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't like that style of music. Like, I listened to a couple of things by Trippie Redd and I fuck with it, like a few songs by him, but I don't really like that style of music they make.
But I feel like Trippie Redd shit is a little bit different too, because I feel like 6ix9ine was literally like yelling in a normal type voice.
It's a different kind, but it's the same thing.
Trippie Redd be yelling on like some blues type shit, like this nigga be trying to like let his soul in that bitch or something.
Yeah, it's still like the same. It's if it's a genre for it, it's the same genre. They just make it different. That's all that is.
Cause I feel like trippy shit more melodic type. Yeah,
you know? I don't really like that shit.
But I'll still, you know, throw a little trippy track on the playlist here and there, bro.
Don't get me wrong, he comes out with some shit every once in a while. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Now, if I listen to the nigga and the shit hard, I'm gonna listen to like that.
Hell yeah.
Like that bang.
Let yeah, it yeah, bang. That shit right here. That's a motherfucking hit, bro. That's my hard shit. That bitch is hard. I remember when you first told me that shit, I was like, that nigga was singing his ass off on that motherfucker too. Nah, but I'm still mad at Trippy for fumbling that bag with that God's plan by fucking doing all that dumb shit he was doing at the time, because he was really about to be the second verse on God's plan. That nigga really fumbled himself.
I forgot all about that.
I was just thinking about that shit the other day. That nigga really fumbled the bag with that one. Imagine if he would have been on that shit.
He would be goddamn blown the fuck up.
Yeah, that nigga would be crazily famous.
Had 6ix9ine pissed out here.
Hell yeah, but shit. End of the day, I mean, even though Trippy Red ain't get to that, I'd rather be authentic than to be a fucking fake ass snitch.
That's true too.
Either way, niggas still getting money.
Cause at the end of the day, I mean, granted, it's still gonna be like little motherfuckers that fuck with him. Tory Lanez said he'll come out and do a song with that nigga still, but I don't think so.
I saw that interview, but I honestly just from reading like his body language and like just seeing that interview, bro. I think Tory Lanez was just saying like the politically correct answer, and you know how Tory Lanez is back on his little R&B type shit, you know, nigga off that super rapping ass shit. So, bro, not trying to come off as a street character right now, nigga. But nigga gearing up for that Chicks Tape 5, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, it's about fucking time.
It's about motherfucking time for sure, because this nigga been trying to tease about this shit for about 2 years now, some shit, bro. But that nigga Tory Lanez really be in his bag when he be on that singing shit.
Like a motherfucker. Cause I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'm glad there wasn't no real beef for real. But when that nigga remixed that Roddy Ricch song, and Roddy was like, man, I think they were bullshitting from the jump.
Yeah, because remember, like, because that apology shit was so fucking fast. It was like, damn, like, no, that shit had to be like some setup shit. Cause it's like, bruh, they was in the studio like the next day. They apologized to each other on the internet.
Oh, I ain't see that. I just seen they the was next, in the studio. Literally, yeah, I about to say I seen the next day they was in the studio together. I ain't see the apology though.
Nah, they was like commenting on each other's posts, talking about some bros and.
Nah, I ain't see that. I just seen the next day they was like in the studio, which I ain't gonna lie to you. I want to hear some shit because I mean.
Shit gonna be hard, nigga. Shit, we know what Tory sound like. We know what that nigga sound like. Put that bit together.
Yeah, cause that shit him and Gunna dropped today was hard too.
I can't wait for that video to drop, bro. That video finna be some heat.
The video should be out.
Nah, I went to bro YouTube. It's just the audio, bro.
Oh, he lame as fuck for that.
Yeah, he teased it like on the IG, like it was finna be the video with the audio, bro.
Yeah, he finna drop a whole ass tape, cause bro, he done dropped two singles in 2 weeks.
Yeah, bitch. He got that tape coming for real. Shit. But I like one thing about the video. I like how they was in Roddy Ricch hood and shit, and was like in the buildings and shit. That shit hard.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I just like when artists be like, you know, back with their roots type shit.
I fought with Gunna.
Hell
I
yeah!
With, I thought that Nipsey hat the nigga had. On
yes, blue bro. I was just finna say that shit, nigga. Dead. I was literally finna say that shit, bro. That little Dickie suit he had on with the Nipsey snapback. Uh-huh. That shit was hard as fuck, bro. That shit was crazy.
As a matter of fact, Nipsey, bro. Shout out. You know what I'm saying? We talking about Gunna in the hood with Roddy Ricch, man. But shout out to motherfucking Young Thug and Long Live King Nip, man.
Hell yeah!
Long live. Just cause. That shit right there, I know that shit run deep into that shit right there. That shit, I already know that's a good connection right there. Off a Thug and some Nipsey shit, man. Shout out to Thug, man.
Hell yeah, that song did him in that. It's crazy, too.
Rats in the Middle?
Oh, nah. I was talking about Thug and Nipsey.
Which one? They got, like, a few of them.
The one with Mozzie, that shit, the one I heard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Talking about the one off of Slauson Boy.
Yeah, that shit hard. Yeah. And then, you know, I feel like now that I'm looking back at this shit, fucking Thug was really, like, shouting out Nipsey, like, way back and on some, like, incognito shit. Like, that one song that nigga said, the all-red Dickie suit on right now, Slauson. Whoa.
Yeah.
That nigga been, like, throwing little... I don't know, because a lot of niggas be trying to get on people like that, be shouting out Nipsey,
like,
bro.
That was that was around the same time when Slauson Boy came out, because Slauson came out in like 2016.
I'm just saying, bro, like, with the whole, a lot of niggas be like trying to get on artists for like saying rest in peace to Nipsey and shit, and be like, oh, they didn't know that nigga, blah blah blah. But bro, a lot of people don't realize this shit, bro. When rappers be coming up and when they be trying to make it in the industry, a lot of these rappers be running into each other before they even blew up, and they really be like knowing each other from like doing showcases or just being in each other's city trying to get on, bro. Like, these niggas don't be realizing these niggas be somebody. A lot of these niggas be knowing each other way before this shit.
Yep.
Like, obviously, if you and a nigga do the same fucking job, y'all gonna end up in the same spot one time.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like regular fucking networking, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, I mean, now, granted, it probably is a few rappers out there that's, you know, cap is here.
But yeah, that is a few rappers that's out there cap as hell. And shit, why we on the fucking subject? Honestly, bro, like, niggas is goddamn some damn idiots. I'm bringing this shit up. Y'all niggas is some damn bozos for really getting on game, for getting them damn braids, nigga. Niggas had them type of braids before Nipsey, bro. I understand where it comes from, bro, but you can't. But, bro, Nipsey is not the first nor the last nigga to have a hairstyle. And I get why people are saying that shit, because bro was on the Nipsey Nuts or whatever. But, bro, like, I mean, from what I've read and seen, them niggas was actually really close friends. And on top of that shit, like, I feel like, bro, it's some fucking braids, nigga. Like, it's a hairstyle, nigga. Niggas really be up in arms over some basic ass shit, bro.
But see, bro, I feel that, but at the same time, I feel like the game on some corny shit.
I mean, he been on some weirdo shit for the past few years,
Because, for some reason, I want to say, I can't remember what the fuck happened, but him and Nipsey probably was cool, but I want to say somewhere I read something where they wasn't cool for years. Like, they was cool at first, and they stopped being cool at years. And I don't remember if they got cool again before Nipsey died, or they were still not cool, but like Nipsey died, you know, of course.
Had recent pictures together before he had passed, bro.
Well, okay, yeah.
So, but I think they was back cool when bro was alive.
When he was uploading shit every day.
When he was fucking uploading son, the car.
Talking about his son. His son wanted to leave school early and ride in a Nipsey Blue and all that. Like, come on, bro. Like,
or when he got them, when he posted that shit where he was riding down Slauson and this nigga said he was crying riding down Slauson.
Yeah, or like
kind of wild
when bro, like, okay, like he when he had that one song and he was rapping with Nipsey Flow, like, I understand. Hell yeah, he was like paying homage. I understand he was paying homage, but come on, bro, you could have,
yeah, know. I get what you're saying, it's like,
and then you pop out and get the braids, like, oh, I understand,
yeah, but I guess, but
the braids before, but I don't know,
bro, it's just like what you had said this a while, bro, like, everybody grieve different, so.
I said that before, but I feel like he's doing too much, bro.
Yeah, like, okay, I get, but like, you know, another thing, while we on the topic of that nigga game, bro, that nigga really done fucked up, bro.
Oh, you talking about that sexual assault, Jank?
Yes, bro. Yeah. Bro, that nigga literally.
Don't he gotta pay like $21 million?
No, it's seven. It's 7.2, but he's a fucking bonehead, ignorant ass nigga, bro, because I was reading a little shit about it, bro. The reason this girl got awarded this shit was because the game didn't go to the court hearing, bro. If a bitch on the line for $7 million, the hell is you doing skipping court appearances?
Oh my god,
what happened?
I'm sorry, bro. You know, I'm over here watching the game, but AD almost ended goddamn Rudy Gobert life.
Man, yeah, this nigga out here freestyling in the podcast. Back to the topic. But, nigga freestyling in the podcast. This is Get With The Times. That nigga really fucking put up a fucking instant replay. Nigga, this shit really is Get With The Times.
Yes, sir.
Nigga gave y'all a real live NBA report mid-podcast.
Yes, sir.
Nigga, this ain't the radio, nigga. We don't do traffic reports. No, nigga, sir. We give sports reports in the middle,
I'm going to go ahead and let you know, my boy Anthony Davis has 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists.
Shout out to
My Lakers winning 79-63, fourth quarter. Hey, man.
Real shit, but nah, that's what I was saying, bro.
If I got $7 million on the fucking line, I'm not missing no appearance.
Nah,
hell, I'm gonna be in that bitch. I'm gonna be in that bitch shop with the goddamn gaiters on and the motherfucking tie in that bitch. $7 million, and then they said for him to pay this shit, he literally has to give up all of his royalties from music and all these checks.
Yeah, I was just
he had to pay her,
bro. I was just finna say, I was like, bro, I know he, I ain't got $7 million, but I'm pretty sure he got $7 million, but.
He got $7 million, but he ain't got $7 million to just be like.
Uh-huh.
Because, bro, like, okay, the game has been a multimillionaire for a very long time. You know, he a little older, seasoned veteran. So we don't know what type of business is, a type of lucrative shit he got on the side. But it, no matter how much money you have, as a nigga, it will hurt you to come out seven.
Oh, yeah.
And nigga, anything better, for me personally.
He better pull a 50 Cent and file for bankruptcy.
For me personally, anything I got to pull out over 500 going to hurt me. That motherfucker. But shit, I'm talking from a poverty mindset because I'm poor. But so I'm just saying, even when I get up there, bro, I'll be mad at some shit to be over 500. Nigga, look, if I got big or some shit and some shit, even getting money, bro, I don't know how these niggas be buying like $150,000 chains, bro. I would be scared as fuck. Nigga, I'm not spending anything like that over no fucking chain, bro. Niggas be buying $500,000 chains, nigga. Fuck no. $500,000? Nigga, you better go buy a fucking house, nigga.
Yeah, it ain't. I mean, I spend some money on some shit like that, but I spend some money on that, but much. I ain't really no flashy type motherfucker anyway.
Neither am I, but come on, bro. A lot of, like, bro. 500K on a fucking piece of jewelry that go around your neck?
Hey.
No, nigga, no. Nigga, the most I'll probably do on a chain, if I was a millionaire, the most I'm going to drop on a chain, I'll probably say, depending on how much I got personally in assets, I'll probably go the most I do is like 40.
But see, I don't know, because I say that, but I'm not flashy, but I'm a different type. Like, I ain't with the chain shit, but I ain't going to lie to you. I bust me down a goddamn rolly, nigga. I bust me down. Yeah. So I bust the wrist down. Yeah. I'll spend probably, something on the watch. And
I'll probably just give me one little nice little something piece, and then I'll probably get the nice little shades, little cardio motherfucker.
Yeah, see, that's more so my type of style. I ain't really know. Big chain wearing type.
I don't like pendants. I like the chains that just be the neck part, like just the. Mm-hmm. I don't like the pendants, bro. I like that just regular rope joint.
And we also ain't rappers, so.
Yeah, that is true. That's a lot of these niggas that be rappers.
That's a part of. They
don't even like chains. Like some of these niggas, you could tell they don't even like jewelry or fuck with jewelry like that. But it's a part of the fucking image, and it's a part of the gimmick of what fans want to see. You know, the who don't be having chains be like conscious rappers or some shit. And that's because these niggas always be expecting conscious rappers to be on like some wholesome shit where they only wear regular clothes and shit.
Yeah, because you know,
J. Cole done got these niggas started with this homeless look.
Yeah, because you know, like niggas think you conscious and then just be like, fuck you, and you got to do all types of shit with your money. Like, they can tell you, like, for instance, like, when Kendrick bought his sister that damn Camry, them niggas was mad as fuck. He ain't bought no fucking.
But see, that's why these niggas ain't got no money. And that's why these niggas was thinking like that. Because think about this shit, bro. If you, not you, I'm just saying this to the listeners, but like, say your ass become a fucking millionaire. Or even just become 100,000 there, nigga. Something like that, nigga. Because you can get money like that off of being a regular job if your field is lucrative. But, like, if your fucking little sister or your little brother, your little cousin, whoever, don't make the same income as you at a steady rate, why the fuck would you buy them a luxury car that they can't afford the maintenance on? They can't afford the insurance, none of that shit. So you get them a fucking new car that's in a tax bracket, bruh. But that's why niggas fucking go broke. Niggas was dumb as hell. I remember that shit like it was yesterday, bro. They was on Kendrick's ass, bro. They was like, oh, you bitch ass nigga. You fucking got $1 million and you get your fucking sister a camera. You should have got her a Lambo.
Yeah, them niggas was heated.
Niggas, she's fucking in high school, bro. What the fuck?
They was heated about that shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? You want Shotty to goddamn ride through Compton in the fucking Lambo, nigga?
They wanted goddamn Kendrick to pull a Boosie and buy his sister a goddamn Jaguar truck.
Hell nah, that shit. That's nigga, real niggas gonna do real shit. It's just like when a motherfucking Rilo goddamn Rilo bought all of his fucking family members a damn regular SUV.
Free found gone.
Hell yeah. Oh shit, pop shit. 12 can't stop shit.
Yeah, but they did stop shit for a little minute.
Hey man, they didn't stop nothing. You see, beat them federal charges or whatever the fuck they said.
I see his ass still locked up.
Yeah, you right about that one there, buddy.
No, you talking about that thug shit when he bought his kids all them gifts and shit.
Hell yeah, like niggas. Oh, he's buying them all them gifts. I hope he's saving and investing. Bitch, those are his goddamn kids. That is an investment. The fuck? I hate when that shit, bro. Like, that's another thing. Fuck that. We back on to get it off your chest real quick before we get out of here. Because I'm going to come out, dude, this shit right here. Nigga, fuck. I fucking hate niggas who be pocket watching, bro. Like, yeah, stop that shit, bro. You look lame as hell, boy. Like, they come on, bro. Like, niggas really be pocket watching. Niggas be on the internet with 0.2 lint in their fucking wallet. And there'd be niggas who got fucking millions or even just reaching close. Oh, this nigga bought a damn car. I hope he's fucking investing in stocks. Bitch, that nigga, you ain't invested in fucking stocks. And how the fuck you gonna tell, bro?
And then nigga be out niggas here be mad as hell.
Hell yeah, niggas be getting piped up over other niggas' money that they ain't never touched. Like a nigga could be kind of famous and they'll find out, bro, got $750K in his account. They'll be like, oh, that's not even a lot. Nigga, you ain't even got $75 fucking dollars. How the fuck? That's not a lot, nigga. Nigga, if you, new rule for the fucking 2019 and on. If you ain't got the amount of money that the nigga you finna talk about got in your account, you cannot say shit about the nigga, bro. Niggas be on the internet, 20 bands a show, that's barely anything. He's not even successful. Bitch, I made 14 an hour.
I'm telling you, bro, niggas get on the internet and forget they got a real life, and this shit don't make no damn sense, bro.
Niggas get on the internet to talk about fucking celebrities and forget they had work at Serta Simmons.
Yeah, these niggas be... Nigga, fuck that. Like, nigga, the internet for jokes and all, but nigga, don't hop on here trying to goddamn plan somebody else's budget, nigga. Like,
yeah, they be on that bitch. Yeah, make sure your portfolios are good. Yeah. Nigga, you at work at Burger King.
Exactly, nigga.
You had a portfolio of your life since you was in school.
Nigga, portfolio is damn burger flip ratio. Fuck you talking about?
Nigga, portfolio is coupons that come in the mail. Right. Nigga, food stamp having that, Yamps having that, nigga.
Boy, shout out Fat Ma. Yes, sir.
Shout out Sincere, bro. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, let me tell you, there's some other shit we can. Nigga, I'm weak as fuck, bro. Nah, I seen the dumbest shit on Facebook today. I hope the listeners saw this shit too. I've been crying at this shit all fucking day, bro. It was a meme, and it was Young Jeezy ass. With his son.
Oh, I know.
Congratulations.
Nigga talking about he told his son to study and rise. He told your son trap or die. That shit had me crying. I said, bro.
Me and the nigga Josh was in the crib fucking weak, bro. He didn't tell y'all kids to do a damn thing.
That bitch said he told his son graduate and rise. He told your son to trap or die. Boy, if you don't shut the hell up. Oh, matter of fact, while we on here, man, I just wanna, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna start it off how I was finna start it off, man, but I wanna talk about that Charlamagne and Gucci Man interview, man. Shout out to Gucci Man for us giving us a preview of the old Gucci. because, you know, his music ain't been reflecting it. But shout out to him, because his attitude reflecting it. So I hope he slapped that bitch ass nigga Envy.
Hell yeah, I hope he slapped Envy too. I don't even like.
Nah. That was a good ass interview though, man. But Charlamagne a bitch for not sticking up with his goddamn coworker, man. That shit
Hell
like,
yeah.
That's like if y'all two niggas got off the podcast and I had a host on here and he disrespected y'all and I'm allowing this shit. Like, that shit lame.
Yeah, nigga, that shit would be crazy, nigga. We wouldn't even be cool no more.
Yeah, that shit lame as fuck.
Like, bro. I would call a nigga like, damn, nigga, you gonna let the bro on the air say you gonna slap the fuck up?
Bro, if I was DJ Envy, bro, I would slap that nigga when he come back to work, bro. I would slap the shit out of that nigga.
Hell like, yeah, shit. I'd probably go to the producers and be like, hey, y'all gonna have to get bro up out of there.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, I know, like, I don't know what he did. I don't know the exact procedure, bro. Like, but I was watching some old Breakfast Club, bro. That nigga Charlamagne's skin used to look terrible. I think he like bleached it or something. But like, if you go back and look at them old shit.
Oh, you talking about Charlie?
Yeah,
bro. Yes, he's like mad brown. That nigga been getting bleach treatment. But nah, there was one podcast. There was one episode of Breakfast Club, like maybe 2 years ago, where somebody addressed that shit. Somebody brought that shit up to Charlamagne. I can't remember who it was.
I'm weak.
But this nigga, Charlamagne, it was a girl, though. I think it was one of, like, it was a comedian or somebody, like, or, like, a just... Because you know how, like, Charlamagne used to act with the women on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he, like, said some wild shit to her, and she followed up with that skin shit. And then Charlamagne went on some spiel how he been getting skin treatments to fix his blemishes, and that's why he got lighter over time. Nigga, fixing your fucking skin blemishes and drinking water and being healthy don't goddamn take you from fucking from plasma screen black to goddamn chocolate, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga over here went down 3 skin colors. That nigga out here bleaching, nigga. Nigga out here on his goddamn Clorox vibes.
But shit, while we're here, man, y'all already know what time of the year it is, man. The NBA's motherfucking back, man. As y'all As y'all previously heard me, you know, stuck right here while I watched this Laker game. Y'all heard me, you know, chopping it up by my team, my boys, LAL, Laker way, man. But I want to start this off before we even talk about, you know what I'm saying, upseason, upcoming predictions and shit like that. You know, my boy LeBron, he bought back the headband. And I just want to say, LeBron done bought him a Tate line and put that headband on, and that shit fucking up the rest of his hair. Because this nigga is on national TV shooting free throws, and his shit look fucked up. Like, his shit, like, it's pushed back from the hair like, headband. That shit.
And there you have it, folks. And there you have it.
But nah, man. Yeah, man. I'm glad to see the NBA is back.
Fuck that. I'm glad to see the podcast back, nigga. We in here.
Yeah, we back at it full throttle.
Like a crack addict.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Like Lamar Odom.
Hey. You know, while we on the NBA, since you so wholesomely brought that nigga up, that nigga Lamar Odom had to be on the finest of crack to leave goddamn Taraji P. Henson for damn Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, that boy tripping, boy.
That nigga was on the finest of crap.
If I got to see how goddamn Taraji P. Henson felt like, but I ain't leaving that shit.
But I also seen another article though, where they said that nigga asked Taraji to marry that nigga, and that girl declined his ass.
Oh, nah, that's different. Now, if I didn't ask you,
I believe they said that that's what led him leaving her, bro. Like, I feel like the blogs left that out to make bro look dumb as hell.
Well, but either way though, he did look dumb as hell because he became a crackhead.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But I truly believe that he was on that shit before. Like, you don't just jump into that when you get. He had to be on some other. Like, bro, he was doing a little coke here and there. You know what I'm saying? He didn't just work his way to crack, bro.
Yeah, he was down out.
He was wilding, but then at the same time, but I see how he left. If I ask a girl to marry me and she say no,
hey, bro, but if I'm out of there. Bro, he had to be really going through some shit lit as fuck. Cause bro passed out in the brothel, my nigga.
Exactly, bro.
Bro was in a coma.
Bro, it couldn't have just been crack, bro. That nigga was off the pills, nigga. That nigga was on something too. Bruh, and then the funniest thing is, bruh, the nigga was in a brothel, bruh.
Yes, bro.
That's what makes it even funnier. Like, if bro would have, like, passed out on some regular shit, everybody would have been all sad and would have, oh, my God, these stars are falling, like, you know what I'm saying, type vibes. But the fact that this nigga was in a brothel, niggas was like, oh, this nigga was lit. Yeah. Nigga was on drugs, fucking hoes.
Yeah, he was lit as fuck. He was going through some shit.
Yeah, that nigga was really, you know how fucking lit, you know how fucking, like, in the fucking deep, dark thoughts of your mind you gotta be to be married, nigga, and go do some crack and then go fuck some hoes at a brothel?
Not even that, for you to be doing crack at a brothel.
Exactly.
You gotta really be going through it.
But shit, you know, also at the same time, somebody hit me up on social media and verified that nigga was really smoking crack, because I feel like I just been saying that shit, but was that really what bro was doing?
Yes, bro. They said he was smoking crack.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to verify, like, because you know sometimes, like, when niggas be doing drugs, like, the media be upgrading that shit. But I was just making sure that I wasn't wrong. Like, I ain't know if he was really legitimately hitting the glass dick. Pause.
I was not expecting you to say that shit.
Nah, bro. Every time somebody be on crack, bro, I say that shit because that shit sound way worse. That nigga was out hitting the glass dick.
Nah, that boy was smoking crack.
He used to date a blonde.
Yeah, that nigga.
Then the Frank Ocean made that fucking crack rock song about Lamar Odom. That shit add up. The blonde was Khloe Kardashian.
That bitch was on that shit trying to get high than Ray Charles. I know Ray Charles was a high ass motherfucker. He was blind doing heroin. That shit's crazy.
But you know, you know who might have that? But what's that one nigga name, bro? That white boy, goddamn. I know Johnny Cash ass used to be off the shits too.
Then he died from a heroin overdose?
He died of something that he wasn't supposed to be doing.
Was it Johnny Cash or Kurt Cobain? How Kurt Cobain died?
Kurt Cobain committed suicide or something like that.
It had to be Johnny Cash.
It was Johnny Cash with that nigga singing that Ring of Fire shit.
Nah, I'm just trying to get their death situated.
No, I know. I'm just trying to see if that jogged your memory or something. Nah. Let me look this shit up.
I think Johnny Cash died from a heroin overdose.
Johnny Cash. Let's see, he died in 2003 at 71. I hope he wasn't doing heroin at 71.
Okay, yeah, definitely wasn't that nigga then.
Yeah, show the fuck wasn't. I thought Kurt Cobain killed himself, like, with a gun.
See how he got down and killed himself.
I think he did do drugs, but I think he shot himself.
I think he did, because don't niggas, I'm going to blow your brain like Kurt Cobain.
He was on drugs though, because that's the nigga, that's Nirvana, right? That's nigga from Nirvana. He was on drugs. But Johnny Cash definitely ain't dying from no damn heroin, because I'm on this nigga page. Nigga got down. Where is his death at, nigga? They make it hard to find out. Oh, this nigga died from complications from diabetes.
Oh, never mind. Damn, my bad. I ain't gonna put that heroin on.
Yeah, my fault. I thought Johnny Cage was doing drugs too. I think I was a little kid and I was watching the Johnny Cash movie, and I felt like he was doing some. All right, let's see. Kurt Cobain struggled with heroin addiction and chronic health problems such as depression. That motherfucker was found dead at his home in Seattle at age 27. Police concluded he died from a self-inflicted shotgun wound. God damn. That nigga was strong.
That would push his shit back.
Bro, you know how fucking thugged out you gotta be to goddamn put the motherfucking 12 gauge in front of you and pull
you ain't,
with the
you ain't gotta be thugged out, you gotta be drugged out.
Hey, those be the real nigga, the drugged out be the real thugs anyway, because they the ones who be outside all night on the block.
Yeah,
them niggas really be in the streets with it. They be laying in that motherfucker with it. Shout out Demi Lovato, bro, welcome back.
Whoa.
Nah, fuck Demi Lovato for that 21 Savage shit. I'm still hating on that bitch for that.
Oh yeah, she can't ever get back on the internet.
That's why I just made that joke. You know, I'm, you know, I told the listeners I ain't making fun of addiction. you know, get help. Go seek help. If something's wrong, let somebody know. You know, really tap in and get some help. Look for your support systems. Well, all that good shit. But fuck Demi Lovato, nigga. She was hating on the nigga, man.
I think she was just trying to get a joke off.
She was trying to get a joke off, but you can't do that shit. You first of all, if you got problems yourself, your joke has to be fucking exquisite because it has to make everybody.
That shit was funny.
It got to make everybody laugh so much that they forget how much of a fuck up you is. That's why all of my jokes be funny as fuck. That's why I be in that bitch having niggas dead.
Well, niggas bro, honestly, she didn't even make it. I don't think she made it.
I think she retweeted
it. Yeah, I think she like re-quoted it and laughed.
I ain't gonna lie, Black Twitter was being kind of mean and shoddy, but still, fuck.
That shit's funny.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. That shit. Your comedic relief for me. That shit had me weak for like a whole week. And shit, I hope 21 Savage is a citizen now. I ain't never heard no more information on that.
Yeah, I think he good.
Yeah, it's been a while and they still ain't sent bro away. I feel like that shit was so publicized. The police and ICE was like, all right, we doing a lot. Just let that nigga go.
Damn, boy. That boy LeBron got 32. And goddamn, Jeff Green and Joe Ingles got 5 points and 2 points.
Damn, that shit remind me when Tony Snell went 0-0-0-0 in 32 minutes.
I'm weak. He on his goddamn Kyle Lowry shit.
Who?
Kyle Lowry.
I hate when your ass say that nigga name because your ass stay pronouncing that nigga shit like that.
Nigga, that's how it's spelled.
Nigga, that shit is Kyle Lowry, nigga.
Nigga, that ain't Mike Lowry, nigga. I ain't even saying that shit like that.
Nigga, that name is Kyle Lowry.
Oh, fuck
y'all
that
nigga. Y'all call that nigga Kyle Lowry. Y'all that sound like an old-ass black grandma from the South trying to pronounce the nigga name.
Chill out.
Shout out, Keith.
That's another episode in the books, man. That's the Get With The Times podcast. Make sure y'all check us out next episode, man. Follow us on all social media platforms, man. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at 9Drish5.
Yes, sir. Follow me on Twitter at BDrum94. Follow me on Instagram at BANTHXNYD. Y'all know the vibes.
Yes, sir. We out of here.
Get with the time.
Yes, sir.